Muy buenas tardes.
A very good afternoon. Dear committee members, distinguished delegation, representatives from academia, civil society, human rights defenders, academics and students, and all of those joining us in this dialogue online, I'd like to wish a warm welcome to session 142 of the Human Rights Committee. This is meeting number 4168 thereof, dedicated to the dialogue with Ecuador. As is in the public domain, the committee will be analysing information provided both by the state and civil society. And during this dialogue, we will hear questions raised from colleagues who wish to go into more depth and seek greater information on. It's important to highlight that all of the documents connected to this dialogue are publicly available online. With a view to ensuring transparency, it's important to highlight that colleagues are committed to do their very best to seek all possible information provided by the state and its various bodies on the basis of questions allocated and the time allocated to give them. And as a result, it's requested that the state doesn't submit information already provided to the committee. This information has already been processed. We rather want to hear direct answers to the questions raised today and tomorrow to make the best use of time. Mr. Head of Delegation Juan Carlos Larrea, Attorney General of Ecuador, in addition to expressing our warm greetings, I'd like to remind the Head of Delegation that he may take the floor for his opening statement for 15 minutes, and we will then hear from colleagues, members of the committee, on the list of speakers, and then the delegation will have a 15-minute break to organise their answers. Subsequently, the delegation will have 60 minutes to provide answers to the committee. We begin this dialogue knowing that the 6 hours assigned to it in the light are short, given the number of issues that we need to get into, and it's obvious we need to make best use of the time, and so we would warmly like to ask those speaking to do their very best to be succinct and respect the allotted time. And remind you also that the delegation will have 48 hours after the dialogue to submit additional answers in writing. Without further ado, I'd like therefore to pass the floor to the Head of Delegation. Head of Delegation, please.